Final hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Friday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. It has been a beautiful day here in Middle Tennessee. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you. Now Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He's going to give you some winners this weekend. Lee, how you doing?
Doing great. As long as we got enough games to play, and I'm sure you're excited, as long as the Vols and the Titans play, it's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed here, as we've learned to do. We know there's no Missouri and Vanderbilt game, but so far, Titans, Vols, all that.
Well, maybe that's a good thing, right?
Well, some may think that way. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Maybe they think that way because the numbers in that South Carolina game were not good, and then it just got south in a hurry. All right, let's start with that Tennessee-Kentucky game. Long-standing rivalry between these two programs. Tennessee, over the years, the big body of work has, you know, run up a lot of wins over Kentucky. But this Kentucky team coming off a nice defensive effort against Mississippi State, just giving up a safety. Tennessee coming off things getting away from them in the second half against Georgia. This game is just under a touchdown in Knoxville. What do you think?
Well, they're feisty. they make you do things you're not comfortable doing, and you got to love what they did. As we saw more and more of Mississippi State, we realize now that Costello was a quarterback. He's a pro-set quarterback. He does not really fit that air raid offense, and they didn't have great receivers, and they were patient and made him go the length of the field, not give up big plays, so we give them credit. But the offense for Kentucky, averaging just 2.6 yards per carry, passing, you see most teams fall in the 7 to 9 yards per attempt range. They're averaging just 3.5 yards per attempt and only 4 for 14 on third downs last week. Just, it's not good enough. And I think Tennessee's one of those teams that may not be able to beat, you know, the big boys and the Georgias and the Alabamas yet, but I think they can handle, and I think they're mature enough not after a loss to lose their composure and fall back again. And I think they're going to win this game here. They won last year 17-13 with just 18 minutes of possession time. I like Tennessee 27-17.
Yeah, those Kentucky offensive numbers in today's college football landscape, that's pathetic. Where everybody's scoring at will. All right, let's go to the big tilt Saturday night. It is the college football game of the year. We just had Greg McElroy on to end the last hour. He kind of painted the picture to us that no Nick Saban on the sidelines, no big deal for Alabama. That line has been going down, though, since the news came out that he had tested positive for COVID-19. But, of course, Bama at home, they're still the favorite. 2 versus 3. How do you see that game playing out?
So, very rarely do you see a coach affect the line. He affected it with a solid 6. It went down to 4. It's come back right now to 4.5 most places. Number 2 offense of Alabama against number 2 defense in Georgia. Alabama's averaging 51 points a game. Georgia's allowing just 12 points per game. What Georgia does really well is stop the run, and they just shut down the Auburn and Tennessee running games. And most college teams cannot go down the field, you know, just clicking and hitting on 3rd and 6, 3rd and 8, and 3rd and 10 situations. Alabama's good, but they won't even be able to do it. So they got to run the ball some. I think that their offensive line is a cut above those two teams. Also, they have a back that, you know, probably going to be drafted in the 1st or 2nd round. And if they're able to get, no, they're not going to get 200 yards, but maybe hit the century mark, 125, 135 yards, it'll open up things for the passing game. And Jaylen Waddle and Devontae Smith, these two guys are going to be first-round picks unless they get hurt. And the Bama defense has played horrible, but I think they're going to simplify the scheme and just try to man up here a little bit. And maybe they were peeking ahead to Georgia. I'm going to say, Roll Tide, Alabama, 34-23.
Lee Sterling with us. He's on a roll. Let's keep it going. Paramount Sports, and we're going to tell you how you can get involved with them in just a moment, so get ready for that info. Let's move on to the NFL here. Very intriguing matchup, Green Bay against Tampa Bay, and it's a tight one, and it's an important one, certainly, in the NFC picture.
Yeah, it is, and sometimes it's how bad do you need the game. And Green Bay at one point was 4-0. They go on the bye week. They probably would have loved to have played a couple more weeks before they go on the bye. So it's not a must-win game. Tampa Bay, 2 losses already. They can't afford to lose this game. I think getting back Goodwin, I think that's the difference here. And he and Evans have only played a little over one game together. I think the Green Bay secondary is vulnerable. Give me Tampa Bay. Wrong team's favored, 30-27.
Gotcha. And then another big, big division game, and it's probably as big as any game the Browns have played in a couple years here as they continue their good season. Baker Mayfield, good win last week against the Colts. Yep. A little bit banged up, but I'm sure he'll be you got to believe he's going to be ready to go for the Steelers, who have not lost a game yet.
Yeah, and I he'll be ready. And they have a couple guys also, not 100%. But the bottom line here is they're going to have to play with a lead. If they play from behind, I think they're in trouble. Baker Mayfield, three interceptions, just three interceptions on the year. Cleveland, number one in the NFL with plus eight turnovers. But I think they're going to be playing from behind. I think Pittsburgh's defense, they only came out with their C-minus D-plus game last week against Philadelphia. They have 20 sacks in four games. It's an average of five sacks a game. I think the defense is going to turn it up here. They were looking ahead to the helmet-throwing rematch, and Chase Claypool's come out of nowhere. So that means that Juju Smith-Schuster might have a huge game. I like Pittsburgh 35-27.
Mm. Prop bet, will there be a fight? What do you got?
No. Probably four or five to one odds. Not happening.
Okay.
Lee Sterling is with us. ParamountSports.com is the website. 800-400-9741. Lee, it is Locktober. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, they want to get involved. I know a lot of people love to come on board, but, you know, maybe they can't make the commitment financially or not ready to do it for a month or a season. How about this? We won 5 out of 6 weeks this year. We hit our 45-unit play. Last week in the NFL, we're now 49-15-1 on these 40 to 50 unit top selections. You can get seven games, just $77. It's an instant download. So as soon as you purchase it, all the games are available. Four in the college, three in the NFL, with the ratings from 10 to 50 units. Seven games, just $77. ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741.
Cannot beat that. All right, Tennessee minus -3. Versus the Houston Texans here in Nashville.
I think this is a great battle with quarterbacks. Tannehill's red hot, and Watson, he's thrown for over 350 yards in four games this year. I mean, the over is something to look at, but as far as the game here, I think it's last team with the ball. I think it's going to be Tennessee. I think they're going to win a shootout here. Both secondaries can be had, but I think Tennessee comes out on top 31-30, but I'm taking Houston plus the points.
Houston plus the points. There you go. And then finally, your game of the week. All you have to do is call that number, 800-400-9741. Your game of the week is Kansas City minus -3.5 versus Buffalo.
Great matchup. Monday night, two teams coming off losses. Must win games for both teams. So call 800-400-9741 to get that game for free. And like I said, seven games, $77. No one with a documented record, even close to ours here at Paramount Sports. ParamountSports.com, 7 for $77.
I know they need to call you for that game of the week, but let's end with this. I just want to ask you your thoughts. Do you think Le'Veon Bell will have any impact with Kansas City this year? Is that a good signing or virtually doesn't mean anything in your mind?
Maybe for a team like that, it'll help them. But any other team like the Dolphins, trust me, I got the word. He fell asleep more times in meetings than you have fingers and toes.
Wow.
Not a good sign.
No, probably not a good sign. Lee, have a great weekend. Hopefully a lot of people are going to be requesting your picks because they want to do well this weekend. Thanks for doing
this. Let's keep rolling. Take care, guys.
All right, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Let's keep rolling on the other side. Pick six time. That's next.